由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are so delighted that you tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你能够收听我们这一集的节目。
This is the last broadcast on this series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City.
今天是这个系列专题，就是花园和城市这个专题的最后一讲了。
And it's going to be a wonderful broadcast.
咁咧，我相信咧，呢一次将会系一个令人非常之振奋嘅节目嚟嘅。
Because I'm going to talk about heaven.
因为我将会同你去讲有关于天堂嘅事。
In the last broadcast, I promised to tell you more about the heavenly city.
喺上一集嘅节目里边，我应承过你，我会讲更加多关于天上城市嘅事情嘅。
In the heavenly city,
在这个天上的城市里面,
we are going to see Jesus face to face, not on television.
我们呢,将会是和主耶稣基督面对面,而不是透过电视去看见他。
We are going to be forever with him, not just for a time.
我们会和他永远在一起,而不是很短暂地去和他相聚。
We are going to be with him in that heavenly city.
我们会和他在这个天上的城市里面在一起。
In this series of messages, we have gone through the scripture.
在这个的系列信息，也就是花园和城市这个的系列信息里面，我们已经看过不少圣经里面的经文了。
We went from the garden of God.
我们由神所创造的花园开始
to the city of man,
一路是讲到人所建造的城市
to the temporary city of God, Jerusalem,
跟着呢又讲到神在这个世界上暂时呢是安置了一个暂时性的城市，就是耶路撒冷了。
And finally today,
而来到今天这一集呢，
we come to the permanent dwelling place of the heavenly city.
我们呢终于是讲到在天上的城市里面永远的居所了。
The heavenly city is the same city that Abraham looked forward to.
这个天上的城市呢，就是亚伯拉罕当年所盼望的那一个的城市。
The heavenly city is the city that all men and women of faith from the Old Testament to the New Testament longed for in the model of Abraham.
这个天上的城市就是所有男女的信徒在旧约时代一路去到新约的时代效法亚伯拉罕的信心所渴慕的那个天上的城市。
That city which we saw in the last message from Hebrews 13:14.
我们曾经是读过新约圣经希伯来书十三章十四节，希伯来书十三章十四节所讲的那个城。
It is the city that we must seek after.
这个呢，就是我们一定要去寻求的城市来的。
This city which Hebrews 12:22 refers to as the city of the living God.
这个城市就是希伯来书十二章二十二节十二章二十二节所提的永生神的城邑。
This is the city which Hebrews 12:22 refers to as the heavenly Jerusalem.
这个城市亦都是希伯来书十二章二十二节十二章二十二节所讲到的天上的耶路撒冷。
This is the city that Revelation 21:2 refers to as the new Jerusalem.
而这个城市就是启示录的三章十二节三章十二节和二十一章二节所提到的新耶路撒冷了。
Earthly Jerusalem was a holy city.
世界上边呢一个嘅耶路撒冷，即系喺地上嘅耶路撒冷，佢曾经系圣城。
Do you remember why？
你仲记唔记得点解啊
？Because the temple was there and God was worshipped there。
因为喺呢一个嘅圣城里边有圣殿，啲人呢就喺嗰度敬拜神噶啦。
But now，
但系而家又系点嘅咧
？Believers are the temples of the Holy Spirit of God。
我哋信徒啊，就系圣灵所居住嘅殿啦。
Now in the New Testament，
而家系喺新约时代。
The ultimate sacrifice is offered once and for all。
嗰个终极嘅献祭，其实咧只需要一次献上就已经完全足够噶啦。
And every writer in the New Testament tells us to look forward to that city which is not built with hands。
新约圣经每一位嘅作者都话俾我哋听，要仰望嘅唔系由人手所做嘅城市。
They tell us to look forward to that same city that Abraham looked forward to。
佢哋话俾我哋听，要仰望亚伯拉罕所仰望嘅城市。
There are several things that I want to tell you about the heavenly Jerusalem.
我要话俾你听几件系有关于天上嘅耶路撒冷嘅事。
First，
第一件我要讲俾你听嘅事咧就系
，It is a prepared city。
嗰个系一个预备好、预备得好妥善嘅一个城市。
Jesus said，
主耶稣话
，I go to prepare a place for you。
佢话我去。原是为你们预备地方去。
Every believer in every generation will have a place prepared for them in the heavenly Jerusalem。
喺天上嘅耶路撒冷，每一个世代嘅每一位基督徒都有一个专为佢预备好嘅地方。
Their place is prepared by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself。
呢个地方系主耶稣基督亲自去预备嘅。
What a privilege and what an honor that is.
这个是几咁大的荣幸和几咁特殊的福气呢
?Jesus himself is preparing a place for you and for me in the heavenly Jerusalem.
主耶稣基督他亲自在天上的耶路撒冷那里为你也都为我去预备地方。
So it is a prepared place.
所以呢我们可以知道耶路撒冷天上的这个耶路撒冷呢是一个预备妥善的地方来的。
Second，
第二件你要知道有关于天上耶路撒冷的事呢就是
The heavenly city is a populated city。
这个天上的城市是住满了很多的居民的。
Jesus is there as the center of its glory。
主耶稣基督就是这个城的一个荣耀的中心。
Untold numbers of angelic beings are there to praise and serve the Lord.
无数的天君天使亦都喺嗰度咧，去赞美神，去歌颂神，去侍奉神嘅。
Millions of believers are there in that city right now.
数以百万计嘅信徒而家已经喺呢一个天上嘅耶路撒冷嗰度啦。
And millions more will get there until Jesus comes back.
直到主耶稣基督再返嚟之前啊，仲有数以百万计嘅信徒会去到天上嘅耶路撒冷嗰度嘅。
It is a prepared city。
天上嘅耶路撒冷系一个预备妥善嘅城市。
It is a populated city。
天上嘅耶路撒冷亦都系一个住满咗居民嘅城市。
Thirdly。
第三样你要知道有关于天上耶路撒冷的事就是
The heavenly city is a palatial city.
天上的这个城市是一个宏伟壮丽的城市。
It will overwhelm every one of us when we get there.
这个的天上的耶路撒冷呢在那里当我们去到那里的时候呢每一个人都会是叹为观止的。
Paul said that he was caught up to the third heaven and he saw a vision.
使徒保罗曾经讲过，他说他曾经被提上到去三层天，在那里他见到一个异象。
And he said that he could not put in words what he saw with his eyes.
而且他说他所看见的实在是非笔墨所能形容的。
The ravishing music will be exhilarating.
那里美妙的音乐令人是非常之雀跃。
The unspeakable joy will transport us.
那种无法言喻的喜悦也都是令人振奋的。
The bright morning star will take your breath away and keep it away.
那个灿烂的神星也都令到我们是平息静观。
So it is a prepared city.
所以这个不单只是一个预备妥善的城市。
It is a populated city.
不单只是一个住满了居民的城市。
It is a palatial city.
这个呢还是一个非常之宏伟非常之壮丽的一个城市来的。
Fourthly,
第四样有关于天上的耶路撒冷的事情呢，就是
The heavenly city is a pleasant place.
这个天上的城市是一个充满了喜悦的地方。
There will be no sin, no Satan, no crime.
在那里是没有罪恶，没有魔鬼撒旦，也都没有罪行的。
There will be no pain, no tears, no sickness.
在那里再不会有任何的痛苦，任何的眼泪，任何的疾病。
There will be no frictions and disharmony.
那里也都不会有冲突，也都呢，是不会有矛盾的。
It is a place of perfect peace.
在那里是会有绝对的平安的。
There will be peace like no other peace we have ever experienced.
那里的平安呢，是你前所未有，从来没有经历过的。
It is a place of reunion with our loved ones who have gone before us.
在那里，我们要跟那些先我们离世的一些的亲朋戚友呢，是去重聚，去重逢的。
The sorrow and the pain of separation will be wiped out.
要跟亲人分开的那种忧伤，那种的痛苦呢，将会是完全除去的。
And will not even be remembered.
甚至呢，大家都不会再记得这种的忧伤，这种的痛苦了。
Someone pinned these words together.
曾经有人呢，是这样去描述的。
The light of heaven is the face of Jesus.
他说，天堂的光就是主耶稣的容颜。
The joy of heaven is the presence of Jesus.
天堂的喜乐就是主耶稣的同在。
The melody of heaven is the name of Jesus.
天堂那里的旋律就是主耶稣的圣名。
The harmony of heaven is the praise of Jesus.
天堂里面的和声就是受造物对主耶稣的颂赞。
The theme of heaven is the work of Jesus.
天堂的主题就是主耶稣的作为。
The employment of heaven is the serving of Jesus.
天堂的职务就是侍奉主耶稣了。
The fullness of heaven is Jesus himself.
天堂的圆满就是主耶稣基督他自己。
It is a prepared place.
这个是一个预备妥善的地方。
It is a populated place.
这个是住满了居民的地方。
It is a palatial place.
这个是一个宏伟壮丽的地方。
It is a pleasant place.
这个也都是一个呢，充满了喜悦，充满了喜乐的地方来的。
Fifthly,
第五样有关于天上的耶路撒冷的事情呢，就是
The heavenly city is also a perfect place.
这个天上的城市还是一个完美无瑕的地方。
There are no impurities in heaven.
在天堂里面是不会有不纯净的地方的。
There are no imperfections in heaven.
在天堂里面也都绝对是不会有不完整的情况。
Listen to Revelation 21:27.
请你是翻开圣经，是新约圣经的启示录21:27，是启示录21:27。
Nothing that defiles can enter that city.
是启示录21:27。那句经文呢，全句其实是这样的，就是说凡不洁净的，并那行可憎与虚荒之事的，总不得进那城，只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的，才得进去。
There we will be perfectly holy.
在那个天上的城市里面，我们将会成为完全的圣洁。
Just as the Lord Jesus Christ is holy.
就正如主耶稣基督他本人是完全圣洁一样。
There is no idleness in heaven.
在天堂里面亦都没有游手好闲无所事事的人。
Oh, to be sure, we will rest from our spiritual warfare of this life.
那当然我们亦都不再有今生的那些属灵争战了。
We will rest from the struggle against the flesh.
我们不再有肉体的挣扎了。
We will rest from fighting temptations.
我哋呢亦都唔需要再同嗰啲嘅试探嗰啲嘅诱惑去斗争啦。
We will rest from the qualms and the pangs of conscience.
我哋唔再需要为良心受到责备而痛悔不安啦。
We will rest from the torment of regrets.
我哋唔再需要受懊悔嘅煎熬啦。
But we will be busy serving Jesus.
但係我哋将会呢係好忙碌去侍奉主耶稣
，ruling and reigning the universe with him，
我哋会同佢一齐去管理同埋统治万有。
Oh, it is a prepared place。
冇错，这个系一个预备妥善嘅地方。
It is a populated place。
这个系住满咗好多居民嘅地方。
It is a palatial place。
这个系一个宏伟而壮丽嘅地方。
It is a pleasant place.
这个是一个充满了喜悦的地方。
It is a perfect place.
这个是一个完美无瑕的地方。
Sixthly,
第六样有关于天上耶路撒冷的事就是
The heavenly city is a permanent place.
天上的城市是一个永恒的地方。
Hebrews 11:16 tells us,
希伯来书的11:16那里告诉我们听
That it is a country with permanent dwellers in it.
他说那个是一个让人永远居住的家乡。
Homes will never crumble and decay.
我们的家园呢是永远都不会崩溃不会扭坏的。
Buildings will never collapse because of earthquakes.
那里的房屋亦都唔会因为地震而倒塌嘅。
The heavenly Jerusalem is as eternal as God Himself is eternal.
天上嘅耶路撒冷系永恒嘅，正如我哋嘅神佢本身亦都系永恒嘅。
Some time ago, I came across a letter that was written several years ago to a famous preacher.
在早排呢，我读到一封嘅信，系写俾一位好著名嘅传道人嘅。
I always find it to be a source of inspiration.
我好多时呢，都觉得呢一封信啊，系能够成为我嘅激励嘅。
It is so well thought out that I want to read it to you.
这一封信充满了很周详的一些心意，让我读给你听，等你去领略一下。
I pray that you will concentrate on every sentence.
我盼望你能够去留心当中的每一句说话。
Starts by saying, dear friend.
这封信开头是这样写的，亲爱的朋友。
I am interested in heaven.
我对天堂是非常之有兴趣的。
Because I have held a clear title to a bit of property there for 55 years.
因为我在那里已经是拥有一份的产业是足足有55年那么久。
I did not buy it, it was given to me without money or price.
这个并不是我购置的产业，是有人赠送给我的。这个产业它也没有价钱，并不是金钱可以买到的。
But the donor purchased it for me at a tremendous sacrifice.
但是那位送这份产业给我的人付出了无比的代价。
I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable.
我呢是不会将这个产业呢代价而沽，因为这个产权是不能够转让的。
It is not vacant.
这个地方这个产业本身呢也都不是空置的。
But for over a century, I have been sending materials out of which the builder of the universe has been building a home for me.
但是一直以来，我不断地去运送一些材料去到那个产业那里，而宇宙的创造者，也就是那位造物主，就是用这些材料去为我建造房屋的。
Which will never need to be remodeled or repaired.
这间屋永远都不需要改装，也都不需要维修。
It suits me perfectly.
它是非常之啱我，是啱啱好适合我的。
Termites can never undermine its foundation.
这一座的产业的地基永远都不会被白蚁去侵蚀去毁坏。
For it rests on the rock of ages.
因为它是建造在万古磐石上面的。
Fire cannot destroy it and the floods cannot wash it away.
火灾不能够摧毁它，洪水也都不能够将它冲走。
No locks or bolts will ever be placed upon its doors.
这一间屋的门户永远都不需要上锁的。
For no vicious person ever enters that land where my dwelling stands.
因为根本不会有匪徒闯入我的居所。
It is now almost completed and I am almost ready to enter it.
现在呢，这个的产业已经是即将完工，我也都即将会搬入去了。
And abide in peace eternally without fear of being rejected.
我可以呢在这个的产业里面呢永远安然居住，而不需要怕会被拒诸门外。
Yes, I'm ready to go.
没错，我已经准备好要入去了。
My ticket to heaven has no date marked for the journey.
我那张通往天堂的飞是并没有印上起程的日期的。
And no return coupon.
那里也都没有回程的飞。
Or permit for luggage.
而且我也都不需要去带任何的行李。
Amen.
那这个写信的人最后呢就写阿门。
My question to you, my listening friend, is this.
亲爱的听众朋友，让我问你以下的问题。
Are you ready for the journey?
你是不是已经为你的旅程准备好呢？
Is your ticket stamped by the blood of Jesus Christ?
你的那张车票是不是已经印上了主耶稣基督的宝血呢？
Does your lamp have oil in it?
你的灯是不是已经有油呢？
What kind of material are you sending ahead of you?
在你出发之前，你运送了那些材料去到哪一度呢？
How many people are you leading to Christ in the here and now?
在此时此地，你领了多少人归主呢？
So they can be with you in the hereafter.
以至将来，他们也都可以同你在一起呢？
Will you hear from the lips of Jesus the following words?
你会唔会听到主耶稣基督亲口咁样同你讲啊
？Well done, good and faithful servant。
讲咩咧？就系话好，你呢个又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
You have been faithful with little。
你喺不多嘅事上有忠心。
You are now entrusted with much。
我要将好多嘅事派你管理。
Enter into the joy of your Lord。
你可以入嚟去享受你主人嘅快乐。
Everyone who's listening to me on a daily basis, ask yourself these questions。
每一位收听我哋节目嘅朋友都可以问自己呢一个问题。
And it is my prayer that your answer will always be yes。
而我愿意为你祷告，希望你嘅答案全部都系肯定嘅。
Until we meet again in a new series of messages, I wish you God's richest blessing。
咁喺下一集咧，我哋就会讲全新嘅系列信息，愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，请你听一首诗歌啊！
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过。晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波在无言默默宣告，主浩大能力海天皆响应，每一刻变幻亦在你的旨意里，神你在掌管，时间万有空间在你的手里，一切定有时，神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来导引。
系啦，听众朋友，如果你听完呢一集嘅《天路导向》，有任何嘅意见，都欢迎你来信同我哋分享嘅，亦都可以将你平时读经嘅时候遇到嘅疑难写俾我哋。信封面只要写电台所广播嘅通讯地址就可以啦。咁我哋咧有机会嘅话，喺下一集嘅《天路导向》里边再同你相遇啊！我哋今日嘅节目时间嚟到呢度，下集再会。